Now, if you were paying close attention to photos of the derailment this week, including briefings a few blocks away, you may have seen a certain oddly named storefront showing up in the background. It's a restaurant. It's called Pete's Clown House, and it's on the very corner where most news crews set up their cameras. WHYY's Joe Hernandez talked to the regulars there to find out what it's like to have a major news story unfolding right in front of them.
Ron Bourdon has owned Pete's Clown House since 1989, when he bought it from its original owner and namesake. Bourdon hasn't changed much, and the locals who stop in for coffee and the cream chip beef seem to prefer it that way.
Our regulars are our heartbeat here. Without the regulars, we're nothing.
Waitress Kimberly Pinciotti says the Clown House is part of the tight-knit neighborhood.
Well, we get a lot of regulars and everything, like the same people every day, and we're usually really busy. On the weekends, we're double busy, but yeah.
One of those regulars is John Powell, who lives across the street above the auto garage he owns.
It's an institution for the neighborhood.
Powell says the news crews that descended on the neighborhood this week to cover the derailment have mostly been polite to him, except for one from New York, which he calls
an ignorant bunch of ignoramuses that were very disruptive.
Another diner, Ken Cooper, says while the restaurant is clearly a neighborhood institution, the neighborhood's name is up for debate.
To be honest with you, I'm around here all my life. I don't know whether this is Juniata, Bridesburg, Richmond, or Tacony. I mean, this is like right there in the corner, everything.
You can see the tracks from the front steps of the Clown House, so owner Ron Bourdon says this accident hit very close to home.
I've never seen anything like it in my life. I'm hoping we never have to see something like this again.
For WHYY News, I'm Joe Hernandez.